This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several days, we have been studying with you the great problem of human suffering. And we want to continue that today as we consider the key which unlocks the solution as to why man is allowed to suffer in this world. In order for us to understand it, we must understand the will of God. And to understand the will of God, you must understand at least 3 phases of the will of God. First of all, I point out that you must understand God's will in the ideal sense, or what God would ideally have to be the case. When God created man, it was his desire that man would be truly happy. He put man into a situation where he was in possession of everything he needed to make him happy, and was free from everything that could make him unhappy, except as man, by his own wrong choice, would make it so. God gave to man everything he needed from a physical standpoint. He lacked for nothing in the Garden of Eden. Of this the Bible says, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden." Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. God also gave woman to man to be a helper perfectly suited to him. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Woman was everything man needed in the way of human companionship. And God also gave to man fellowship with himself, that is, with God. And God was in direct communication and intimate fellowship with the man whom he had created. These matters show the will of God for man in the ideal sense. God wanted everything good for man. At this stage of his life, man endured no pain, no sorrow, no disease, no tears, no death, no anxiety. God loved man and wanted him to have this kind of situation. Yet in order to have man to worship him because of man's love for God, and thus making his own choice to serve God, God also had to give man the freedom to not love God. This means that God had to give to man the freedom to choose not to serve him. It was not God's will that man would sin, but in order for man to be truly man, God had to give him freedom of choice. Freedom to choose either God or Satan. Genesis chapter 3 contains the account of man's fall into sin. In the second place, I note God's will in the circumstance of man's sin. Even when man defeated God's ideal will for him and fell into sin, God did not give up on man. He rather has a will for man even in the circumstance of man's sin. When man sinned, he deserved eternal separation from God in a place of punishment. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, in which Paul indicates that the wages of sin is death. From a standpoint of strict justice, when man sinned, God would have cast him off forever. However, because of his love for man, God had a plan by which man could be saved from his sin. This plan involved the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. This plan was first intimated when God said to the serpent after man's fall, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The seed of the woman, and reference is here made to the virgin birth of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, was to be the one by whom man could be saved from his sins. God spent the long years of the Old Testament in bringing the world situation to just what was needed. Christ came into the world in the fullness of time, born of a woman, born under the law. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. The greatest event in human history, the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.